I'll do my best, Jeff. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Particularly, next slide, please. Particularly, our new interns. We got quite a few from C-Track. And so there's a lot of moving and shaking this week, putting people in departments, starting your orientations, and setting you up for projects so that you can fully entangle and get with us. So we're just going to go through the basics today, and it'll be a review for some of our seasoned interns, but feel free to ask them any questions as well. So the main thing now is working on your orientations and your new intern trainings, making sure that you're in the right department, making your meetings, doing the fundamentals, AHOD being one of them, and also asking any questions that you may have. So welcome aboard, and let's go through just some of the fundamentals. Next slide, please. Okay, so basically, in the overview of what our environment is an environment, we have seven different departments, seven different focuses, foci, I guess you would say, of IT, because IT is not just one thing, as we know. It has different spokes. And even those spokes become an azimuth, but outside into computer science and machine learning and all those kinds of things. So our field is just huge and growing. So when you come into our establishment, Purdue Global, first of all, you're going to be uncertain. I mean, we take your survey, we see where you would like to be. We try to place you in that department to the best of our abilities. You know, we have to load balance. I mean, sometimes there's 15 people in one department, and you're going to have to go to another department just so that the managers and all of us can load it all until someone graduates, and then we can move you over. So it starts out with uncertainty. And uncertainty is, okay, I'm in this place. First of all, it's virtual. And maybe most of you all do not work in virtual environments. You actually go somewhere physical. You have an office or cubicle, and you have someone that's always saying, "How's it going, Jeff? You know, how's your project going, Jeff?" You always have that person that might slide in there and make sure that you're working, making sure that you're making progress, you know, and then, you know, putting that on your evaluations for more money or, you know, there's competition next door. All these kind of dynamics go on in the physical world. And body language, you can tell if you have a manager that kind of likes you or doesn't like you, or, you know, they don't answer your questions, but they answer Bob's questions. I mean, all the myriad of stuff that can go on in your psyche when you're face to face. But when you're virtual, these things have to be replaced with self-governance, with self-motivation, and with knowing the right questions to ask to get what you want done, what you want to accomplish done. And then you have to do a lot on your own. Like I just saw email from let me see, I'm looking right now, from Sean. And Sean said, "I figured it out." He was talking about something he was working on, and he figured it out. He figured it out on his own. He took that initiative. I appreciate him for it. Okay, but the way to get over uncertainty is to anticipate the next step. You're in a tech environment. If you think of something like, "I should be able to go from here to here," say if you start on out on part one of something, and then you get to part two and you see that there's some sort of hoop that you have to jump through, or give you instructions of what you have to do first, maybe make a VM or something like that, then you have to anticipate that that's going to entangle you more into what you came here to experience. You know, so you have a choice at that juncture of writing to your manager or me and saying, "It told me that I need to do ABC first before I go to part two," or you can do like the intern I just mentioned, and just do it. Saying, "Okay, IT is not made to be like a series of Nancy Drew books." I mean, when you, or better yet, because that's probably before you all's day, like you're watching some sort of show on television and it only goes so far. And then the next week it's going to continue from there. You know, it leaves the cliffhanger for you to return next week. Well, it doesn't, IT is not like that. You know, IT is like you have to do it. You go a certain way, and then once again, you have to do ABC to get to D. And Not that any of us like it, not that you learn that in your academia, but out in the real world, how many of you all in IT have something to get to the next step? And let's not even talk about cybersecurity, because cybersecurity is set up that everything is a challenge. If it was that easy, we were just talking about that in the manager's meeting. If a breach came to, if you found a vulnerability in your system, it's not like there's going to be instructions. Okay, click stop vulnerability, and then everything is fine. No, you're going to have to go down that rabbit hole, figure out where it is. And then once you get close to that, you're going to find all these vectors where the bad guy went through all these different portals to get to you. And it's possible by the time that you get to where they are, they're gone, because these are troll farms. They build up and they break down. So, you have to get yourself in the mindset that nothing is going to be able, like in the academic side, for you to start on it Tuesday morning and turn it in by 11:59. It's probably not going to work that way. So you have to anticipate the grind, anticipate the burning sands of learning what you need to do. And after a while, it becomes natural. It's like, okay, this is what IT is. I'm learning every single way, step of the way, and I can actually sit with someone, either someone I want something from, like a promotion or more money, or I can just brag at a cocktail party that all these incremental steps have to go through. No, it's not just that. It's not just that. It has a lot of things. And if it didn't, I wouldn't have to get trained for it. I would just jump in there, like throwing someone in the water, and then just assuring that if they have on some sort of floater device, they'll come to the top. It doesn't always happen. So you have to engage. You have to anticipate your future, where you want to go. One thing, if not more, that you want to know how to do for sure when you leave this internship, and then let your manager know. Engage in anything that we offer, orientations, M&Ts. If you want to check out another meeting, say if you're in network and you want to say, I wonder what cybersecurity is doing. We tell you in AHOD, but if you want to know more, let us know. And ask questions. Okay, so once you're at that anticipation energy, then that is going to complement your entanglement, because it's going to enhance your creativity and your curiosity to know more, okay, and how things can be done. There are things that happen here that maybe one of our experts, let's say in web development, is working with the intern, and the intern says, well, why can't we just do this? And then the expert says, you know what? We can. So we're all teachers and students here. No one should assume that there's some, big person sitting on some golden chair that has all the answers to all the questions. We are all learning. We are all going forward. And you have it within you to think of innovative and new ideas of how to get her done. So over a few weeks of training, you should become entangled in the process. You should know how it goes, not just your paperwork administration, but your actual projects. And then most of the projects are designed to help you stimulate that creativity. And you can say, hey, I would like to do more in Splunk. I would like to do more with R or things like that, but the whole sit back mentality that happens on the academic side does not happen in a flipped classroom. This is a place for you to let your light so shine the same way you're going to do at you do at your job, or you're going to do at the job that you're seeking to find. Okay, so you'll learn how to write charters. So from beginning to end of a project, you should know how to. If you go into a situation or your manager in the other world says to you, I'd like this project, and this and that and this, these are the criteria. Can you organize that for me? You should know how to say sure and write up an initial charter. Show it to the person. Help that person develop their ideas, and help you to develop what you think needs to be done. Okay, and you can amplify and you modify as you go. You iterate as you go. I don't know of one IT project that doesn't iterate as it goes. And a lot of times that's because we see things we didn't see. And a lot of times it's because malware is growing faster than the speed of sound almost. And we have to adjust to circumvent that threat. Okay. And then the last part is superposition. Once you're into it, once you're into the entanglement, once you see how these things go here at PGIPT, you're a part of it. You're bringing things to the fore. You're saying, look, I just read this article about so-and-so. Look, this is something we can do. You know, I went out on their site and I saw ABCD. You know, we can apply this. You know, Microsoft has changed its platform, or it's changed how you take a video and make it into streams. All these kinds of things. We all become the part and parcel of the future that all of us can benefit from. And we call that superposition, not to mention that if you have a skill, you're in the analytics department, but you also have a sub-skill in something else. We know that. That's why we ask for your resumes. You may be taken temporarily and put into a department where they can utilize that skill in real time. It doesn't mean you're not still in the analytics department, but it means that we are trying to highlight all the skills that you have for the betterment of the whole team. And so those kinds of things, we call it quantum teaming, and that's what happens. And you go into superposition and you see how worthy you are in so many areas of IT. None of us really are only good at one aspect of of IT. You can't really completely separate networks from cybersecurity. You can't really separate cybersecurity from any of them if you're going to implement them front facing. So keep that in mind, that you already have more than one skill, although you're in one department. Next slide, please. Okay, so as we said, just to make sure, it's really three mental steps. Within those steps, there is a whole world. Like, you know, within the atom, there's a whole universe. You know, there's electrons and neutrons and, you know, the core of the, I mean, all these things are going on, and we're learning more every day. I mean, in fact, they are having a little hard time with physics, like phenomenal physics, because now they know that the muon, or these little quarks and things within quantum teaming, are completely different in terms of laws and rules that govern the universe. You know, so when I say three mental steps, each step has its whole universe. So we know there's certainty to anticipation, and you have to push for that, because the mind will say, how do I know so-and-so and so-and-so? You know, can you give me the rules for so-and-so and so-and-so? How are you measuring my progress, so-and-so and so-and-so? Well, if you're making progress, we see it. And if you're making progress, you're not concerned so much about a written piece of material, like a rubric or something, for us to, so you can check it off and say, I did this. I should get my A for my 4.0. You are having so much fun, so much involvement in this. You know you're kicking butt. Your manager is telling you, I'm telling you, everybody is reinforcing that you are really, really doing it. So that's through anticipating the future and keeping yourself on the positive, you know, looking at the benefits of your situation. All this technology is here. We have all this stuff, and as you need it, we give you access to it. You know, we pay for it, so why give you access at the beginning and you never even use it? As you grow and need it, we'll open it up for you. It's Azure, it's AWS, and we even fool around with some Google. So, I mean, cloud computing is the thing. So all that stuff is available to you, not to mention the things that we're building right now, like sandboxes and, you know, hopefully cyber ranges and things like that. You know, so once you find the complement between you and this environment that you have, then there's nothing stopping you from getting involved or having ideas or, you know, learning what's going on, you know, and wanting to be successful. So we're better together. And when you work with your team, you're better together. And don't think that there's a question you can't ask your manager. Managers are not ego-driven. So if you ask them something they're not sure of, they'll say, I'll get back to you. And they will. They'll ask me, Marjorie, whoever might know it, you know, their consultant and everything, and they will answer that question for you. So it's better to ask than to sit back and say, well, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do with this project. And also, we are aware, not that it's intentional, but it happens if you don't successfully fulfill step one, uncertainty to anticipation, you will find yourself on the same project week two, week three, week four, something like Hangman when you have to do a little bit of code, you know, things like that. And you will find yourself making a bad habit of milking a project versus deciding to get her done. And when those kinds of things happen, you're probably going to get an email from me and saying, what is the specific hang up that this can't happen, that this is not done? You know, because we have analytics. We have analytics on if you go out to a cyber range, we have the back end of how much time you spent on it, how much, you know, the screenshots of how much effort was put into it. So we know the difference between someone really having a hard time and someone just saying, hey, you know, if I've got 10 weeks and I hang on this project for 5 weeks, they can give me another project. I can actually get out of here only doing two things. Well, it's going to reflect on your evaluations and in your final grade. Don't hurt yourself. You know, don't be foolish with yourself. It's not going to hurt me. It's not going to take my doctorate away. You know, it's going to hurt me emotionally. You know, and I get my feelings hurt a lot, but it's okay. But it's not going to stop me from running the next cycle of interns and hoping for better. So let's do our best. Next slide, please. Okay. So just to sum what we all need to know, there's a lot of stuff going on around here. But first of all, know where you are. Work on your entanglement. Work on getting over uncertainty through anticipation, looking forward to the next step you might learn, the next thing you might learn. We had a meeting for cybersecurity the other day. They're going to start working on one of the ranges that we offer them. Okay, and we had some new interns in there. And first, I mean, I think they were probably shaking in their shoes, like, wait a minute, I've only been here a week. You know, what are you talking about? But once we explained to them that they're not going to be in this cycle, but we want them to anticipate the things they will be in the future, then it turned into, oh, this looks like fun. I think I could have a good time with this. This reminds me of Halo, you know, these kinds of things. And so they were anticipating their future, and it made me very happy. But I want you all to know that we've got a lot of things going on here. We have the interns, that's PGIP Tech. Your email address reflects that. And that's what we've been talking about a lot today. Every intern, every department is given either a consultant or a mentor. That's in addition to your manager. Your manager can also be a mentor. And then we have apprentices. And consultants are experienced alumni, you know, people that are non-capstone. They've already graduated, but they decided that they care enough about the program that they want to pay forward what they learned to you. So they contribute to the program and apply training where needed. Marjorie, James, Jeffrey, all these people are a part of that process. Mentors, they're experienced alumni also, or non-capstone, and they might come in and focus on one department specifically, or even give one intern private assistance on something, like share a screen and go through where you're stuck and all that kind of stuff. But we don't know if you don't tell us, so let us know. Apprentices, strangely enough, you may or may not see them. They might be in your meetings, but you might notice that they don't have any particular projects and they may shadow you. These are people that have not reached your level of academia yet. They are not capstone. They are not internship. They have not finished enough courses to enter this program, but we let them shadow. We give them an idea of what's going on. We give them a computer science class so they can start cogging their mind around the depth and breadth of some of the things you all do. And so they may be in your class. I mean, they might be in your department meeting. Your manager might say, is it okay Jane shadows you, Sean, while you're working on this project, and you say, okay, yeah, sure. So then what Sean might do when he goes to work on the project, he might shoot out a quick email. You know, Jane, if you're available, you can meet me here and we can go over it. If Jane responds, she responds. If she doesn't, she doesn't. They don't get any credit. They don't get any time clock. They don't get anything. So basically what it is a gratis that we offer to students on their way. And if you all didn't know about it during your time, it's because we didn't have it. I mean, it's a very new program. So it's kind of like a beta in process. So they may show up, they may not. Not your concern, but the managers do know if they have an apprentice that may show up. Next slide, please. And so I just explained this so we can go on. But just basically, if they ask you for guidance or something, reach out to them, be nice to them. They don't know as much as you know. So don't get frustrated if they ask you how to sign in with an SSO or something like that. You know, understand. And you can tell by their email. It's going to say G5G. It's going to be a different email convention than yours. So you know that they're interns trying to find their sea legs. So to sum up, everybody feels some level of uncertainty in their first weeks in the internship. If you didn't, I would be suspicious. You know, because we have analytics on that, too. The ones that come in like Big Bad John, and then by week three, we're like, where are you? Where's all this expertise? So humility is good. Uncertainty is good. You know, and then that gives you a way to figure out how we do things here. If you went to a company, you would have certain skills that were hard-coded into you, but you'd also have to read their policies and procedures, how they do things, how they meet. Is it agile or is it old-time religion and all that stuff? And you would have to adjust. Same here. You're encouraged to ask questions, you know, get to know your teams and colleagues. And the biggest thing is stay busy. Because in virtual environments, what happens if you don't stay busy? You tend to continue not to stay busy. Like if I didn't stay busy at my job, you know, now that I've been here for two decades almost, you know, if I didn't stay busy at my job and I'm good at it, it would be easy for me to wrap things up maybe Monday and Tuesday and then go out on my boat if I had one in the Ozarks Wednesday through Friday. Because I could get it done that quick. But what do I do in that time? I do more research for my internship program. I write books. I keep myself busy in the field, keep myself current. You know, I make myself keep busy. I 9-to-5 myself, even though there's no one watching. Okay? So new interns, you know, explore the cloud environment. If by chance you get done with something earlier in the week, say if you get done on Sunday or Monday and you have, you know, Tuesday before you have to turn in all your work, go ahead. You can't break anything. Go on through. How do you get from chat to Teams? How do you get from Teams to where we put all our other stuff? I mean, wherever you put your projects. I can't think of the name right now. You know, how do you open up a sidebar meeting? You know, things like that. Learn Azure. Learn how it works. Learn your time clock wizard. You know, learn how you're supposed to present that every week to your manager and then to your course room. These kinds of things. There's plenty of things to learn here. A lot of curiosity you can have. You can also find out the things you don't have access to when you click on your little 9 dots up at the corner and you say, oh, I want to go look at forms. Oh, I want to go look at this. And then you get there and say you don't have access. Well, you know what? If you come up with a project or something you want to do in that software, in that application, we can easily give you access. It all depends on your ambition. Excuse me. So last but not least, regardless, new interns, this week you had your orientation 2. You may not have had your time clock, so you're going to put them in manually, how many hours, and we trust you. Okay, but we're going to assess everything for that first week. And we do have the liberty to add 3 hours on if we can see how hard you tried and you just didn't have your time management together yet to get 10 hours. You're going to find that it's hard not to make 10 hours. I mean, if you're really here for the knowledge and wisdom, it is very hard not to make 10 hours. But just because you make 12 hours in 1 week doesn't mean the next week you fly for 8. Because we are really tightening up on that, on the audits and everything. And we do need to see a regular flow of hours per week. And when you think about it, what if we have something that we need a deadline on that we gave to you, and it happens to be your week where you say, oh, well, I only need 7 because I put in 17 last week or whatever. No, 10 hours a week. We want to see it. Okay. And I think that's it for me, Jeff.